And now for our story. It was good news yesterday to learn that Peter Clinton, the famous Chicago criminal lawyer, was at least willing to come with John Fowler to Sanders to see Max Tilley. However, Clinton was not a bit encouraging. And that, along with Mary's relapse and Max's determination to fight his own case, gave our day a series of ups and downs. Our story opens today in Max Tilley's office at the bank. Not Max, but another individual is sitting in Max's chair and very busy on the telephone.
Now look here, Governor McDaniels. I know you like Max Tilley, and I know you've got to be careful. Politically, if you know what I mean. But we people here in Sanders are fed up with this sort of thing. I know it's not a thing for the governor of the state to handle usually, but we want something, and you're the only man to give it to us. Well, by we, I mean the Sanders Holding Corporation, of which I'm vice chairman. Now, the best thing you can do is to get us a good prosecutor down here and protect the town. Ed, you know what the situation is down here. The town practically belongs to Tilley's father, and the son's taken over since his old man skipped out. Now, if we let the local prosecutor handle this, they'll dig up 12 jurymen favorable to Tilley, and we don't want that. You want a good man to beat this case, Governor McDaniels. Yes, you know, this case has political importance. And I'm not an unknown political figure around this part of the country myself, if you know what I mean. It's a chance for a good lawyer to make a name for himself, Governor. And I'm counting on your help. Yes. Goodbye, and many thanks, Mr. McDaniels.
Well, Mr. John Davis.
Who let you in here, Mr. Stratford?
Nobody.
Why didn't you have my secretary announce you?
Well, I didn't know she was your secretary.
Well, she is.
You sure didn't waste any time in moving in here, John.
What do you mean, Stratford?
And just what I said, John Davis.
Well, now, after all, I'm next in command. Naturally, we want to protect the interests of others.
You mean you want to protect your own interests?
Have it your own way, then.
And not even protect your own interests, for there's nobody's interest in danger right now.
Oh, there isn't. I suppose with our leading citizen in jail for murder, there's no need to be careful, eh?
Well, I don't think it needs any outside help, such as you would be calling.
Now, who's calling for any outside help? What do you know about this, Stratford?
You were just speaking to the governor of this state, I believe.
Yes, so I was. It was business, purely business.
Monkey business, you mean. Putting your fingers in other people's pies to destroy them.
Now, look here, Stratford. I'm a busy man today, and I haven't time to waste talking to you.
All right, then. You're a busy man, baby. But now, look here, John. I know you and Max haven't gotten along in times past, but we can kind of forget them things, huh?
I've got nothing I want to forget about Max Tilley.
When a man's down, we don't want to kick him. I don't, and I'm sure you don't.
When a man's down. Why didn't Tilley think of that before he got down? When he was kicking others around while he was up.
I'm sure, John, if Max ever kicked you while he was up, you deserved every bit of it.
Well, listen, Stratford, I'm not going to argue with you any further.
All right. I just want to ask you one question, though, John Davis. I want to know how you stand on this case.
And what if I don't choose to tell you?
That's your privilege, I guess. But it mightn't help much if people around hereabouts got to speculating on things about John Davis. About how he suddenly jumped into another man's shoes when he was helpless and couldn't fight back. You mightn't want that, John Davis.
Now, look here, Stratford. I'm in control now, and I intend to stay in control. Max Tilley or no Max Tilley. If you want to know how I stand in this case, here it is. I'm absolutely against him, and I'm going to do all I can to see that he gets the chair.
All I want to know, John Davis. All I want to know.
So, you're Mary Southern, eh?
Yes, Mr. Clinton. Why do you say that?
Well, I've been hearing a great deal about you. In fact, you're the only thing our friend John Fowler has talked about on the plane coming down.
Oh, John.
Well, you see, Mary...
Now, John, don't apologize. I was intensely interested in this woman Mary Southern, whom I had seen mentioned so much in connection with this case.
And I'm afraid not mentioned any too well, Mr. Kent.
Well, now, I wouldn't be too disturbed about that. In fact, the press has been quite sympathetic toward you. Only I do think they've written some rather sentimental stories about you and your unusual life.
Unusual? That's the strange part about it. I'm really a most usual person. I just want happiness and a chance to love my children and my husband and an opportunity for friends and to serve my community. I don't see anything unusual about that. In fact, I imagine about every serious woman in the country wants about that same thing. The newspapers call me unusual, colorful, Mary.
Well, you are colorful, Mary. You can't get away from that. At least everybody here in Sanders thinks so.
Well, I guess down under the skin we all want about the same things out of life. But tell me, aren't you a writer or an artist or something? I've seen that name before. Mary Southern. I've seen it in connection with, to me, entertainment.
Yes, Mr. Clinton. Maybe you were so unfortunate as to have seen one of my pictures.
Oh, of course that's it. A picture star. Now I place you. You were in that picture, let me think. Oh, no matter. Well, I was quite impressed by your evident ability.
I'm deeply grateful, Mr. Clinton. Especially for that compliment from you.
Not at all. Now, let's see about the matter at hand. Oh, by the way, John here says you've had a great deal of trouble with this man Carter, who, well, never mind that.
Yes. Yes, and we tried ever so hard to get along with him. Max was always suspicious of him, but I even tried to be gracious to him when he came over to my house while I was lying here sick from that poisoning. I tried to get my family and even John Fowler here and Daddy Stratford to take a more kindly attitude toward Benjamin Carter. Miss Clinton, I hadn't forgotten how far down the wrong road Max Tilly had gone before we all got together and helped him. Maybe Carter needed a helping hand. I don't know. I'd only known Max was going out of the house that night with a gun.
Yes, I know. If we could only take all the ifs out of life, Mrs. Sanders, we'd save ourselves a peck of trouble. But we can't. And so we have to do what we can with the ifs that do pop up and become troublesome. Yes. This is interesting news, Mrs. Sanders, about your efforts to be kindly toward Carter. And I might add, I'm afraid it won't help. It won't help the looks of your husband's case a single iota. In fact, it might even hurt his case, if that's a generally known.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Now, that's all right, Mary. Whatever you say to Mr. Clinton is confidential, whether he takes Max's case or not.
Exactly, Mrs. Sanders. You needn't worry about that. But I must say this so that you won't misunderstand me. The fact that I'm down here with Mr. Fowler is no assurance that I will accept your husband's case. At present, I'm only a disinterested bystander, so to speak. Well, probably a very special disinterested bystander, if you consider my professional position.
I understand that, Mr. Clinton. And I wouldn't ask you to take Max's case if it were not that I believe him innocent.
That's right to the point, Mrs. Sanders. Do you believe Max Tilly is innocent?
Of course I do, Mr. Clinton.
Of course, you're his wife. It's quite natural for you to say that.
On the contrary, Mr. Clinton, that's not the reason I'm saying that I believe Max is innocent of any crime.
Oh, I see. Then what is your reason?
Well, first let me say that I believe I know Max Tilly pretty well. I don't think he'd kill Benjamin Carter in cold blood. He'd either have to have a very good reason that would provoke him to insane rage.
What about this poisoning of the water which your husband seems to believe Carter was guilty of? Wasn't that sufficient evidence to set him off, to make him want revenge?
No. No, it would make him want to get even, but not to the extent of death to Carter, I don't believe.
Well, after all, Mrs. Southern, or rather Sanders, we can't win murder cases on speculation.
Oh, I know, Mr. Clinton. I must sound awfully silly about these things, but I do want to help Max.
On the contrary, you sound quite rational. But you'd be surprised. A little rationality has to do with evidence in trial sometimes. It's not the reasoned opinion a jury decides upon, but the decision as to how well the pieces of factual evidence fit together. That's the only thing that will save your husband. If you'll pardon my bluntness, I don't see a speck of evidence to support a verdict of acquittal against the charge that will be brought against Max Tilley.
Oh, but there must be. I know he didn't do it.
I'm sorry. I can't take a case on the basis of sentiment, Mr. Sands.
Mr. Clinton, there's one thing that remains to be said. If Max had really committed this murder, I'd stick to him. But I'd know he'd have to pay the penalty for this crime, and he'd have to tell the truth. I know that every one of our acts has a penalty, for good or for bad. And I'd know that that nobody could escape that result. I went over to see Max his first night in jail, and I asked him to tell me the truth. And he did. With nobody else to know whether he lied or told me the truth. Max gave me his answer. And I knew the minute he said it, that it was the truth. I know Max would never lie to me. Mr. Clinton, that's why I asked you to fight for his freedom.
Mrs. Saunders, I believe you. Your honesty is convincing. When I'm convinced of the rightness of my cases, I seldom lose them.
Then, Peter, you will take the case.
John, what Mrs. Southern has just said is good enough for me. All right, take me to see this man, Max Tilley.
Will the famous criminal lawyer, Peter Clinton, really handle Max Tilley's case? Or are there other complications ahead?